Well, DJ, it's hard to believe it's been a week. At this time, a week ago, you had just been announced as the new manager of the Marlins. You were getting ready to manage your first game in the big leagues. Can you try to put into words what this last 7 days has been like for you?
Yeah, you know what? It's there was certainly a level of excitement, which was great. At the same time, there's a transition period that anyone goes through when you're thrust into a new position. And I think for me, you know, creating a daily routine has been the biggest challenge. So I feel comfortable with that now, you know, and what we do to make sure that we're prepared, and my visits with the coaches and looking at the potential matchups and, you know, our bullpen against their hitters and their hitters against, their bullpen against our hitters. So that side of it has been, somewhat of a more of a routine-oriented item to take care of, and feel like now that we're there, our staff here has been great to help me, you know, to learn that. And so far it's been a learning process that is getting more comfortable each day.
Obviously there was a lot of frustration, disappointment at this time a week ago, and it kept building for 5 days after you took over. How big a difference have the last couple of days made?
Winning fixes all. You know that, Gaff. I mean, that's why we play the game. And, to go through that continuation of the losing streak and add five more games on top of the three at that homestand was very frustrating and aggravating for us all. And then to be able to win the last two and win that series is huge. And so I think that, the games that we lost during our first five, it was we were involved in a lot of close games, and you know, a couple of things here or there, and they go the other way. That's baseball. It didn't happen. The last two, we made those things go our way, and they happened in a positive way and a positive outcome.
How differently do you take the game home as a manager than you do as a general manager?
You replay the game over and over in your mind many times, and there's quite a few of the the moves that you make, when you go get a pitcher, when you pinch hit, when you double switch, you know, is your timing right? Should you have gone another batter? Did you wait one too many? And I think that's human nature. I think if you ask any of the other 29 managers, that's always something that's racing through their mind, because you're trying to put your team and your players in the best position for success and the ultimate success of winning the game.
When you're in the clubhouse all the time, when you're in the dugout all the time, you have to see things differently than when you're in the suite or when you're in the seats. How different does the game look to you? And are you learning things about this team? You've been around this team a long time, but are you still learning things you didn't know?
100%. You view things much differently when you're in the manager's chair. You're living and dying with these guys every pitch. You see the energy, the passion that they have, and the way that they go about their preparation. And some of those things, you know, during spring training, you're upstairs, you're working on roster managements, waiver claims, things like that. So you miss a lot of the daily preparations that these guys go through, and then living with them during the course of a game and how they compete and the things like that. So that side for me has probably been the biggest difference in what you learn, what you're able to see, and it helps kind of piece the puzzle together more completely.
Does the game slow down with every game you're down here?
I don't think this game ever slows down for a manager, because you want to be right. You know that you truly are the only person doing the first guessing, and everyone else is going to be open to do the second guessing, and they're always going to be right in second guess situations. So I respect that, and I try to utilize all the staff here to ask questions, ask situations. Hey, if this comes up in the next inning or the next inning, what do you guys think here? And their input has been absolutely magnificent for me to be able to take it in and then render at what I feel is the best decision to put us in a position to win.
You didn't have the benefit of a 0-0 start. You started in a little bit of a hole. Do you feel like moving forward you have to manage with a sense of urgency? This team has to play with a sense of urgency that might not have been there on opening day?
We have one mindset, and that's win today. Win today is the only mindset, and I think if we can do that, then good things can happen.
How much do you rely on numbers, whether it's batter pitcher matchups, whether it's lefty righty stuff? Is there a lot of that in your day to day now, more so than there would have been at this time 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely. There's so much information out there, from our own advanced man to different. Different companies that have their advanced scouting services. And so, yes, we utilize that. We know the numbers. We know the matchups. We have a couple of sheets that we keep with us that transcribes that to us. And so then it's just a matter of, you know, using those to your advantage or going with your gut if it means going against the numbers. And sometimes that can be even a better decision.
As we wrap up with Dan Jennings, I want to ask you about three specific on-field issues. We've seen a lot of Justin Bour lately. We know that for this team to get to where it wants to go, you're going to need Michael Morse down the road. How do you see that playing out with those two?
I think right now, you know, JB's got the hot hand. Certainly Morse is a guy that we went out to get because of the great respect we have for, you know, what he's done in his career and what he means inside that clubhouse. So you're right. We do need to get that swing going. He's working hard to get that, to feel the rhythm. And it's just a matter of time before we'll have him back out there and that opportunity will present itself.
You haven't had enough save chances for A.J. Ramos so far, but he's 2-for-2, 6-up and 6-down in his 2 innings. Meanwhile, you've got Steve Cishek working his way back with Chuck and with Reed working his way back earlier in the ball game. Again, what do you need to see from Cishek to get him back in the 9th inning, or is there a chance that A.J. can be so good that he holds down the job?
You know, first of all, let me say this about Cishek. We have not lost confidence in him. We believe in his ability. You don't save 39, and I believe the number was 34 the year before, without having some mental toughness to you. And so now it's just about him fixing a couple of issues mechanically. And, you know, like anybody in the bullpen, there has to be a short memory there. And certainly Steve has shown that over his time. So Chuck and Reed are working with him to get the mechanical parts ironed out. And as the season unfolds, because of our belief in him and his ability to get the job done, he'll go back to assume a very vital role in that bullpen. Will it be the closer's role? That's to be determined. Right now, we're lucky to have a guy like AJ who can step up and put up the numbers that he's done, and he's done a tremendous job doing that.
And finally, of everything that hasn't gone the way you would have expected going into the year, I think for a lot of us, the biggest surprise is the slow start Christian Yelich has been off to. And I know there have been some encouraging signs of late, but when you look at Yelly over the course of this first quarter of the season, what do you see? What's different from last year?
It's probably the first time that he's ever struggled. Certainly it's his first time in his professional career that he's ever struggled. The signs that he's coming out are everywhere. You see him take pitches that are not on the plate. You see the barrel arriving out front with an aggressive approach. And I think that we're right on the cusp of seeing this guy break out and be the guy that we awarded the multi-year contract to, and going to be a vital part of this lineup production-wise and run production-wise.
Dan Jennings, thank you for the insight. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Gaff.